The World Food Programme, WFP, is scaling up food distribution to more than 1 million people in the Central African Republic. The UN agency says it urgently needs $107 million to support its work through August 2014. Despite the ongoing conflict in the country, WFP and its partners have reached more than 230,000 displaced people in the past weeks, including in the capital Bangui and the northwestern city of Bosangoa. UN Radio's Patrick Maigwa in Geneva discusses WFP's operations in the Central African Republic with agency spokesperson Elizabeth Beers.
In cars, security is now the biggest challenge. Bangui was quiet this morning on 31st December, with streets and courtyards of houses empty, shops and schools are closed, and the economy is hardly functioning, with banks open a few hours a week while foreigners are fleeing the country in droves. So the situation is still volatile, it's insecure, and that's why WFP is using mobile teams in order to do the distribution and reach as many people as possible, those people who are in need of food.
You said the security situation remains a big challenge. How is your distribution of relief assistance to those who are in need going?
So far, we are scaling up our operation to assist 1.2 million people in the next 8 months, as we can see that growing numbers of people are going hungry. And WFP is scaling up its operation. We also urge all parties to the conflict to ensure the safe access by humanitarian personnel. WFP is neutral and is delivering assistance on the basis of need. Since the 5th of December, WFP assisted over 237,000 people. We need to scale up even more. In total, WFP has provided food to over 174,000 people in Bangui, over 41,000 people in Bosangoa, and over 21,000 people in Bouar. So WFP is doing its best to distribute food to those people. Conflict has driven more than 500,000 people out of homes, and we distribute in 34 sites in Central African Republic.
What is the situation of the people you're distributing food to? Are you seeing increased cases of malnutrition, especially among the vulnerable, such as children?
Yes, we can see that more and more people are food insecure. An assessment done in October already shows that over 30% of households are food insecure, and 30% of households, it's 1.3 million people, would need food assistance. That's why WFP is scaling up its operation to assist 1.2 million.
There is a lot of insecurity. How are you able to reach those who need food in some of the most affected areas, especially in Bangui and Bosangoa?
We try to use mobile teams in order to be more flexible, and the teams are moving swiftly from site to site, and we are also able to adjust plans to avoid putting people in need of assistance at risk. And we conduct a protection analysis in each place. In some locations, also cooked meals may be provided to help protect women and children. We had to stop the distribution at the airport because the situation was very bad, but we are discussing to resume the distribution as soon as possible.
WFP had appealed for about $107 million to provide assistance in the Central African Republic. Have donors been generous enough?
So far, we need support from donors. We appealed for $107 million to go until August 2004 and to assist those people. We urgently need support from donors so we can go on with the distribution. And we hope not to be running out of food in January. That's why this money is badly needed, not to break the pipeline. So we really call on all donors to support our effort because those people are in need of assistance. And WFP is doing its best. WFP assisted over 237 people since the 5th of December.